Well, the Miami Heat have begun defense of their NBA title in style with that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. Here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks very much, Wanda. Good morning.
It's time to raise the 2012 NBA Championship banner!
And after a pregame ceremony in which they did just that and each member of the team received their championship rings, they played their arch rivals, the Celtics, and as usual, it was not easy. The Heat's 19-point lead dwindled to 4 late. LeBron James sat out much of the second half with leg cramps. Miami, though, hung on for a 120-107 victory, an emotional night at the American Airlines Arena for LeBron James.
This is a great night. Our fans, unbelievable. The organization, you know, we deserved it. We worked for it. And it'll be a night we won't forget.
He had 26 points and 10 rebounds despite leaving the game with 5 minutes left. Says he's not worried about the leg cramps, which also hampered him during the finals last year. Dwayne Wade led the way at 29 points coming off of knee surgery and plenty of help from newcomer and former Celtic Ray Allen, who added 19 against his former mates in his first game here.
It's hard for a team to really scheme and plan when you got many different options, because I played before where all five eyes was looking at me. That makes it a harder game.
And Dwayne Wade also passed the 15,000-point mark for his career in the Heat's opening night triumph. Airlines continue to cancel flights at South Florida's airports due to Superstorm Sandy. Mike Monomaker is the operations director at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. He says they had a total of 174 canceled flights to and from the Northeast yesterday.
However, I think the situation is going to improve because it looks like some of the airports in the Washington area, Philadelphia, Boston, are opening back up, and the airlines are getting ready to transition back to operations.
And both JFK and Newark are expected to reopen this morning. Monomaker says there'll probably be some more cancellations, though, especially in the New York City area. Airport officials warn travelers who plan to fly to the Northeast to call their airlines and check the status before they leave. 107 flights were canceled at Miami International Airport yesterday. The restaurant David's Cafe in South Beach is an icon and a popular campaign stop for politicians. Well, now it's become a site for protest. A group of former workers claim they're owed about $70,000 in unpaid wages from a satellite location that closed in July. Carlos Perez was among the protesters outside the restaurant on Collins Avenue yesterday. He claims its owners offered to pay a fraction of his original wages.
If I worked at a 100% level, then I should be paid at the 100% level, not 57 or 67%. It's shameful that this happened, especially in this country. We're going to keep protesting until we're paid 100% of what we are owed.
18 workers have filed complaints with Miami-Dade's wage theft program, which tries to mediate this type of labor dispute. The county's wage theft ordinance took effect in 2010, and since then, more than 400 workers have recouped more than $500,000. Broward County approved its own wage theft ordinance last week, making it the second county in the state to have such a law. From the Miami Herald newsroom, by the way, you can find more at WLRN.org. I'm Phil Latzman.